With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a clip from Raised by Giants. You can listen to all their content at ForbiddenKnowledge.news and all podcast platforms. Just click the link in the description to get access to all their content now.
Now, from my understanding, Kathy, not very many people survived the MKUltra process. And the ones that did were eventually killed when they, you know, ran out of usefulness or became too big of a problem. Because why would you let anyone survive? Because they're just going to, you know, talk about it, right? And that blows the whistle on the whole operation. Right. And you're a special case because you were saved by a member of the intelligence community. But what happens to the people that aren't saved by a person in the intelligence community or the intelligence community in a whole? In other words, how expendable are the assets in these programs?
Well, usually any kind of trauma, any kind of childhood abuse starts to surface around age 30 because we get electrochemical changes in our brain about that time and the neuron pathways in our brain are opening up. And so repressed memory, which trauma causes, can surface around age 30. So when you see certain entertainers who are definitely under MKUltra mind control, turning around age 30, that's when their programming starts to break up and they look like they've gone berserk. You know, they'll shave their head or, you know, or whatever. And at a time like that, they're usually sent to mind control programming epicenter, like the underworld of Disney World is a very common one. Disney's been heavily involved. And we especially hear Disney associated with that entertainment industry. So I think that's a good public one to point out. But others are killed. And many who worked on a White House Pentagon level, like I did during the Reagan-Bush administration, were killed at places like Bohemian Grove or sacrificed when they turn age 30. And when I was turning age 30, that is exactly when intelligence insider Mark Phillips, you know, rescued my daughter, me, right out of the Washington, D.C. swamp and handed me keys to my own mind so that I could heal from within. Like I said, we have this ability within us. We all forgot. And it's easy to remember. And he showed me how to heal and from that trauma to reclaim and retain my free thought. So I was very, very fortunate in that regard and was able to heal from within myself. And that's what I'm so excited about today is to remind everybody, hey, we are blessed with this amazing capability within us to heal from any kind of trauma, from any kind of mind manipulation, to reclaim and retain our free thought forever. And it's amazing that we have this potential within us. And everybody really just needs to be reminded the same way that Mark reminded me, so that, you know, we can all safeguard this going forward and evolve back with the knowledge that is our birthright and that we should have had to begin with.
Now, just to establish an example here, let's say a normal everyday person was put into one of these MK Ultra programs, not a part of any bloodline, what would you say the percentage rate of them actually getting out of that program alive and actually surviving like you did?
It's just amazing right now. I mean, back when I was in the project, it was so pervasive, and I think I was among the very first vocal survivors to be able to heal and come screaming out of that hell that nobody wanted to believe existed. And yet now the survivors are everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody is remembering. Everybody's coming out of the program, especially in the entertainment industry, which is why I brought that up earlier. There's a lot of entertainers talking about it and bringing it out. So much so that there's a major effort underway to divert and dilute the truth of MKUltra mind control, just calling it an LSD experiment, and that people are just having LSD flashbacks. That's not true at all. The LSD did not work in MKUltra mind control. And it was part of a project at one time, but it didn't work for mind control programming. So it's absolutely not true. And nevertheless, there's this huge effort to dilute the information, dilute the truth, censor the truth, and keep people from knowing exactly what's going on. But the numbers are so vast that the information is coming out anyway. And I'm so excited to see that many survivors coming out and making it to this point. And I deal with survivors every single day, giving them the information in that Mark gave me, which I've posted on my website in PTSD Time to Heal. It's easy to self-apply. Simple information like doing a brain trick, like writing out memory. By writing out memory, it activates the critical analysis part of the brain to move a pen. It activates the logic portion of the brain. So it takes this emotionally incomprehensible trauma that's been compartmentalized within the brain, opens those neuron pathways up, shifts the information over where it's logically processed and then written out in front where it's consciously seen and can be dealt with. So all of a sudden you got healing going on so many levels all at once, psychiatrically, psychologically, emotionally, everything. It's all healing at once. And it's so important for us to remember that moving a pen is a way of processing information. That's why handwriting has been taken out of our school systems, because that allows for indoctrination of the children instead of allowing them the critical analysis, free thought of processing information. So now we just get fact checkers telling us what's real instead of researching it for ourselves. We need to pick up that pen again and start writing things out, processing information, activate that part of our brain again, and start researching things for ourselves, including what MKUltra mind control is all about, including information that we're not discussing today that is all over my website. I have secured information on my website so that people can research it. And then once you research it there, research it further. You know, don't ever just believe one person. We got to start researching, getting expanding our thinking to think for ourselves and process information again, because then we're going to learn to discern truth again. And we're not going to be misled by a controlled media voice that is really disrupting the peace and harmony of society that comes naturally when people are living their free thought, free will, strength of spirit. We need to get back to that. All of us do. And, so everybody should be researching further.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree. Check out Kathy's website if you're interested in healing your trauma or taking care of your PTSD. Now, I really want to get back to the the MK Ultra aspect here. And Monarch was one of the sub projects of MK Ultra. MK Ultra had 149 sub projects, and Monarch was one of these sub projects. Now, I wouldn't be doing my due diligence without saying that I could not find the Monarch program under the 149 declassified documents that I went through. But it's difficult because every website that I went to had the names of the sub-projects redacted, right? But I still couldn't find a description that matched the Monarch program. But I still believe it exists because the CIA did, in later years of the MKUltra programs, they started outsourcing their projects to private companies while the intelligence community financed it. And that's the way that they had plausible deniability and didn't have to keep a record of the project. So what was the Monarch program narrative? What was the Monarch program intended to accomplish, basically?